Good morning.
Morning.
Probably each one of you have been to a retreat of some sort, whether it's a one-day or seven-day retreat. And generally what happens over the course of the first few days, there's a shift that takes place. And you may notice, like this morning, that the sound of a bird becomes particularly vivid. The same bird, but the sound is more penetrating. And our senses become more heightened as our mind slowly quiets. So in a way, I mean, we are really impressed by anything like that comes up. Not impressed intellectually, but both spiritually and physically. Now in that quiet place, second or third day of the retreat, where everything starts to still down a bit. And especially if it's a retreat that gets held in a place where you go to meditate, where you can stay overnight, similar to a monastery, but it's more Western. And so 24 hours a day, whether you're physically sitting, you're sitting. So that helps everything to quiet down, become still. Now, in the nighttime, imagine from that place of stillness, that place where the sound of a bird is vivid, the feeling of your breath is vivid. So it's nighttime, and after the last period of sitting for probably 8-10 hours a day, we chant the evening gatha, which is, life and death are of supreme importance. Time passes swiftly by, and opportunity is lost. Each of us must strive to awaken. Awaken. Take heed. Do not squander your life. I've had the experience where this chant was hair-raising. This call to the matter of life and death. Which a lot of times I think, I was going to say we, but I can find myself hiding from, you know, get lost in the daily activities of things. But it's there. The core of existence is there all the time. And so the question is, for all of us, how much time do you have? In this regard, Dogen wrote, "Still you have no idea how your death may come, or what kind of sickness you may contract. It's utterly foolish to pass the time meaninglessly sleeping or lying down while you are alive, and not to practice the Buddha Dharma." Now, Dogen wrote this passage over 700 years ago. Yet, in this moment and every moment at retreat, it is still vital and alive. These words, like the evening gatha, are a powerful admonition to us to practice. Now, this matter of life and death was so poignant to Dogen because he had lost his parents when he was young, when he was a young child. And this loss highlighted the urgency of living fully in the present moment. It's one of these seminal experiences that he had in childhood, which is a time in our life when we were particularly vulnerable to these kinds of experiences. So this is no flash in the pan. This was a profound experience he had as a young child. And the loss of his parents, the loss highlighted the urgency of living fully in the present moment. He became keenly aware of this impermanence of life. So, you know, I was thinking about this, and usually we think of our lives as in terms of, well, 50, 60, 70, 80 years long. Some optimists envision living to 90 or 100. But in reality, 50, 60, 70, 80, 90, 100. That's just an idea, thought, an idea, a concept. In reality, there is only just this moment. Nothing else. Just this moment right now. And there are no guarantees that there will be a next moment. So the call of this fact, the truth of this fact, should be a call to each one of us to awaken now, to practice now. Not later, not tomorrow, not next week, now. Because that's all there is. So if you want to practice, practice now, and practice completely. So we know from many years of doing this practice, how do we do what I'm talking about? And what we do is we start out with Zazen, which is the most direct path to awakening. And additionally, as I've been saying, we must do it wholeheartedly. This breath, this moment. Next breath, next moment. Wholeheartedly, each breath. And so we must put all our energy into it, as if sitting was a matter of life and death. So, which means we shouldn't sit on our cushions and daydream. We must be determined to awaken now. So it's easy for me to sit here and say that, but in reality, it's not so easy. And what is it? What is the main thing that gets in our way, that slows us down? And the obstacle to awakening, always me, which is dualistic, self-centered idea. So what happens when we sit? Me, I'm sitting. I'm having a thought. My leg hurts. And on and on and on. Everything revolves around me, around being self-centered. And so part of the practice is to let go of this self-centeredness, this me, and soften and become vulnerable, but vulnerable in a good way. Vulnerable in a way of becoming open to life without a person, without a me experiencing life. So what does that mean? That's what it means is when we talk about we become life. There's no longer a separation between me and the rest of life. When the mind that creates me, that's self-centered, is quiet, or as it stills, we become more and more a part of life. And so to go back to the evening gatha. When we sit deeply, when we become more still, we become, as I said, life and death. We also become impermanence. The illusion that life and death are separate and in opposition drops away. There is no separation. There is no life to hold on to. There is no death to push away. These are just concepts, and our mind is what's pushing them away, worrying about them. And when we do that, we don't become life and death, right? Which sounds terrifying. I don't want to become life and death. But it's actually the safe place. It's when there's me and life, there's me and death, that anxiety and fear arise from. But when that me is surrendered, and we become life and death, we become just life itself, that's actually a much safer, peaceful place to be. So all the problems that me create, all the disturbances that it causes in our practice, slowly become still, and we become life itself, and we become death itself. So in the end, we personally are responsible for ourselves. No one can do this for us. You know, a teacher can point the way, we can point the way as a community, a book can point the way. But in reality, we have to do the practice step by step, moment by moment. And so it's awakening is Zazen. Zazen now, not tomorrow, not next week, now, 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 this moment. So let us all vow not to squander our lives. Life and death are of supreme importance. Time passes swiftly by and opportunity is lost. Each of us must strive to awaken. Awaken. Take heed. Do not squander your life. Thank you.